Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me today is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm doing great, son.
Great, great, great. So, it's July, late July. We just had the All-Star Game. Did you watch the All-Star Game? Major League Baseball?
I watched part of it. The Home Run Derby, I watched that.
Oh,
I
my. That was amazing.
And that Puig from...
Puig.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, Puig.
I mean, what a guy was trying too hard?
He was definitely trying too hard. Remember,
you know,
he was...
Dad soft-tossing and then couldn't...
Well, the story goes that they didn't have anybody to throw to Puig, so they asked...
Really?
So they asked Cano's dad,
okay,
who happened to be there. He wasn't...
Isn't that a believable story?
I would believe it. Knowing Puig, he's a very off the cuff sort of kid. He'll just do whatever he wants whenever he wants. You know, mm-hmm. this is, you know, as per typical certain Cuban baseball players, you come from the land of nothing and you come here to the land of everything where everything's at your beck and call. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that? Right. So I wanted Puig because all I wanted was bat flips. He's known for his bat flips.
Oh, yeah, he's an entertainer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But he didn't, you know.
But he tried too hard.
Showcase.
He
yeah.
tried too hard. Yeah. But I'll tell you who didn't was Stanton, formerly Mike Stanton, now Giancarlo Stanton.
And the reason for that is?
Because there are other Mike Stantons. Mike Stanton was a relief pitcher for the
true.
Yankees and the Braves,
true.
And actually
that's
for the Mets
point.
For
yeah.
for several years. So. I guess he wanted to not be associated with,
okay,
you know,
his own man.
Yeah, and actually the Home Run Derby actually helped him. He said it credited him with refining his home run stroke, and he's been hitting home runs ever since the All-Star Game.
And but there's a history of guys losing their swing.
Yeah, Abreu and...
But right a little bit.
Right a little bit, absolutely. There have been several where that happens, and...
It must be a timing thing, I guess.
Well, sure, because you're basically doing a full game's worth of batting practice. Like, it's not... Hey, what's up, Connor? It's not like you're just taking some batting practice hacks. You're spending an entire game's worth, you know? Because
sure.
you see as many pitches
sure.
as you would during a major league at bat, and they're spaced yeah. out like they would a major league
right.
game. So you're trying to do that. So yeah. So the All-Star
and
game
breaking
happened.
It down, and you're breaking it down to one type of swing.
Yes. Yeah. You're just trying to hack the ball and just
right.
hit it out. So and they're not trying to get just over the wall line drives. They're
showcase.
Especially Stanton. He almost hit one out of yeah. target field. And then he hit one to dead center, like 450 feet.
But isn't that why we go to batting practice?
Yeah. No, it is.
Hoping to see stuff like
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. But that's the fan watching it.
So.
I could watch the Home Run Derby every single night. I would just watch Home Run Derby every night. But the thing is that
right.
we're not on the field doing that.
Now, would that be like watching golfers on the Golf Channel just driving the ball?
Yes. But don't you kind of want to see that too?
Well, knockout punches, the bomb.
Sure.
Yeah.
How about that?
Like that
how about
exciting
threes?
In sports.
Just a three point shooting. Like the NBA All-Star Game, you know, they have their skills competition.
Right.
There's obviously the equivalent of the Home Run Derby, which is the slam dunk contest.
Right.
But I like the 3-point contest.
Okay.
So that to me, that would be it. I also think that they used to have other skill competitions for the All-Star Game. They had a catcher throw to second contest. They had
right.
Like a hitting contest where like somebody like Wade Boggs would try to hit a ball to random spots in the field, like
okay.
through like a large piece of
this
paper.
This would
something.
Be with Pine Tar?
No.
Or,
no.
No. He would
no,
have not a clean
that.
Bet this time?
No, Wade Boggs, not George Brett.
Oh, okay. Oh, Boggs. Okay.
Boggs.
That was girls in the stands.
Well, that too, yeah. So, yeah, so that happened, and then coming out of the All-Star break, actually going into the All-Star break, the Mets were doing pretty well.
And then?
They've been doing pretty well even since then. You know who's really been hot is Travis d'Arnaud. He went down to the minors because
right.
he was struggling. He came up, and he's been
yeah,
he's been
scared,
showing,
scared straight, or what did they
it's,
do to
it's, it worked because he's been showing power. He's been getting clutch
yeah,
hits.
True.
You know, right now they're on the West Coast.
Well, they're going to Seattle, but they couldn't win in San Diego and then Seattle. I mean, if you're looking on paper, you're like, oh, great, here's a chance to get some wins.
No, absolutely. Well, at least San Diego
with a team batting average of .213.
They're not very good. They shut the Mets out almost. Yeah, they almost had their first no hitter.
Oh yeah, I was going to call you to make sure it didn't happen.
Well, thankfully it didn't. I mean, actually, I'll be honest. I'm a little jealous that the Mets aren't the last team to have a no-hitter.
Right.
Because I would want that distinction. Like, we're the only team, you know, just to make the misery even better or worse.
Right.
You know, we're the only team.
But thanks to some friendly scoring, that didn't happen.
Well, yeah, that is true.
That's the difference of living it and then, you know, people 30 years from now, oh, yeah, they didn't no-hitter. Just look in the record book.
True. But, it's who cares? Right. If you're a Met fan, you saw it. You know, I remember.
It's in the books.
I remember sitting there. I had nothing to do that day, and I was like, "All right, I guess I'll watch the game."
I was at the Meadowlands.
There you go.
I was wondering, what is everybody staring at?
The first no hitter in Mets history. It was amazing.
Didn't stop me from going to the window.
Well, everybody's got their thing, and then also the Yankees. They 4/5 of their rotation.
Yeah,
80%.
I heard.
Yeah, are gone. Sabathia is out for the season. Tanaka is, you know, here's the phenom coming over.
But let me get the Kleenex. Hold on.
Yeah. And he's going to have possibly Tommy John surgery and Pineda and I forget who the other one, Ivan Nova. So all that's left is Kuroda. And then they're struggling. They're not going to make the playoffs. Right. I don't think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs. It's a shame that they're thinking that they will. I understand they want to do it for Jeter. But you have to look at two things. With Jeter retiring, who's the next great Yankee?
Well, I've said that in previously that who was the best player on the team, and I think it was McCann at the time we asked before the season started.
Right, and that was at the time, and now he stinks. I think, honestly, their best player is Ellsbury or Gardner, aside from Jeter.
Well, how the mighty have fallen.
I agree. But in Yankee legend and lore, it's always handed down from one to another. It's Ruth to Gehrig and Gehrig to DiMaggio, DiMaggio to Mantle. Yeah. And then there was this lull.
They're the weakest link here.
Yeah.
So the chain snaps.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, okay, that happens.
But at least Mattingly was there to send it off to somebody like Rivera and Gita.
Mattingly, a great guy and all, but like you say, he doesn't have the rings, right?
No, he doesn't have
the
rings.
He's the Marino of baseball.
No, that I agree with. But when you look at something like the Yankees, where they're held to a higher standard in terms of Yankee fans, just to go, who's the next one? I think the best thing to compare it is like the early 70s. Who their best player was, Ron Mercer?
You know what happens when things are failing at the bar? You start watering down the whiskey.
That's true.
You know, so like it wasn't Paul O'Neill in the Monument?
He's going to be, his number's getting retired.
Who else? Yeah, so, I mean, is Williams, Bernie Williams. I mean, could that guy ever carry a team? He's in the Monuments?
Not yet, no.
I mean, the only person out there that probably doesn't deserve to be is the Pope.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the ex-Cardinals besides Maris out there.
I love that little trivia question. Who are the only two Cardinals to be former Cardinals to be in Monument Park in Yankee Stadium? Right. Well, first answer is Roger Maris. The second answer is Pope John Paul II because he's a former Cardinal.
And he was at Yankee Stadium.
So I think that's funny. But yeah, speaking of the Padres, they actually just traded their third baseman, Chase Headley, to the Yankees.
Right.
Which on the one hand, the Padres did it 2 years too late. Let me tell you about his 2012, Chase Headley. In 2012, when his value was at his highest, in 2012, he was fifth in the MVP voting.
Right.
He hit 31 home runs, 115 RBIs, and he had a .286 batting average. And in the last two seasons combined, so 2013 and currently, he has a total of 20 home runs and 82 RBIs.
Right.
So he stinks. And the Padres are sending him off too late to get any value.
This is like horse racing where you would have a bounce where he had a year that he bounced like he wasn't consistent.
Well, his power numbers was a bounce, but his average, because the previous year in 2011, he was batting .289, which is still, you know, that's good. But ever since 2012, he's been downhill. And so
So the Yankees got him because
They don't have what they like at third baseman, which was I think his name was Solarte, who they traded because there's no A-Rod, because there's no names, there's no So basically, the Yankees are making a mistake, I think, by trying. I understand that they're a $1 billion company or whatever, and they have their fan base to think about, and they have to be always going for it. But at the same time, you know, how much is too much? Are you really going to cut your nose off to spite your face?
Well, I'm thinking more of the ownership. I'm thinking that the son is a businessman, and he wants, you know, he doesn't have the fire that his dad had. I mean, George was the man.
Joe, absolutely.
Right, so he changed a lot of things about how things are done.
Yeah.
And the kids aren't the same, right?
No.
Well, they say the first generation makes it, the second maintains it, and the third just...
ruins it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't mean that they're not connected to how it was earned.
No, I think that's absolutely fair.
You know, and that's just human nature.
No, absolutely. When
right.
you talk about
so
things...
So that means
that, yeah.
that I guess you'll be the save it generation?
I'm hoping. Okay. Please let me. Give me the opportunity. We were talking about the last time we recorded about the possibility of LeBron going back to Cleveland. I didn't think he would.
Right.
And then, lo and behold, he goes back to Cleveland.
Now, I mean, have you had any girlfriends that, moved on and then came back? How did that ever, sometimes on a rebound it doesn't work out too well.
True. Well, which begs the question, what if he doesn't win? What if he doesn't win a championship in Cleveland?
Right.
Because right now everybody's so happy. Hey, he's coming back.
Who wants a championship more, you and I or him?
You'd like to say him.
You would think, right?
But we're talking about it here in the great state of New Jersey. But what about in Cleveland?
Yeah, but how do you leave South Beach?
I don't know. Well, first of all,
compelling.
What
about him and Manziel? This is great. Do you like to do some marketing? Yeah, this guy makes
absolutely.
Some money. Can they bring the town back together?
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say, Cleveland, you got Johnny Manziel, who's got the number one selling jersey in the country right now. That's right, Money Manziel. LeBron's coming back, and they're trying to get all these other pieces and parts to join him. Right. And then the Indians are doing well in the Central. Mm-hmm. They're fighting for a playoff spot.
But they're not dubbed the mistake by the lake for no reason.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, I think 1964 was their last championship season with the Browns, the old Browns.
Right. Well, the Beatles came to America. Muhammad Ali won. Even that was overshadowed.
That's true. Yeah.
In fact, G.I. Joe. Kids were playing with G.I. Joe for the first year.
That's right.
So all that Cleveland stuff went again unnoticed.
Yeah.
But they do deserve respect.
Absolutely, they do. And that's a city that when they get it, they're going to hold it up with such reverence. I know Philly does that with the 2008 Phillies, but. More
Philly,
so.
But they boot Santa Claus.
Well,
I mean, how do you root for these people?
I understand that. And all that other stuff. But for Cleveland, for it to happen in Cleveland, would just be amazing. It would be beyond immaculate.
Well, sometimes, we need new horses in the race.
That's true.
The same old gets tired.
That is true. Well,
that's why hockey's exciting.
That's
Kings win.
Kings win, yeah. Well, in basketball, you want to talk about being boring. Only eight franchises have won the NBA championship in the last 30 years. Only eight.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does that tell us?
That tells us that other sports do a good job. Hi. Other sports do a good job of spreading around the wealth, and it's a lot easier to perform when you're on a team of 52 or of 25 than you are on a team of 12, probably.
Well, you're exposed more in basketball.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But can you do it with a single guy, or do you need two? Like
in basketball, you can.
What happened this year?
In what? In basketball?
Yeah.
Well, they won as a team. The Spurs won as a team.
Right.
And then the team of individuals, which was the Heat with Bosch and Wade and LeBron,
right.
They only got so far because those individuals started to break down. Wade.
But
Wade
how do you
nobody.
Stay hungry?
That's a good question. You stay hungry by refreshing.
The
by
more you win, the more you're susceptible to
well, that's true.
Attack.
But that's why you have to sort of do the turnover. It was obvious that James was tired of, because Wade fell off greatly. And Bosch was nowhere near this amazing player that he was made out to be. He's the, if we're going back to the Beatles, he was the George Harrison behind Lennon and
McCartney.
So all of a sudden, so there's a big drop off.
Right.
So, obviously you know, James is looking around and saying, all right, well, let me go back. And also, he's the type of guy who really cares about his image, like really cares. And he realizes, wow, I made a giant mistake when I said
he's got the decision. Rings.
Yeah,
you know, it's easy to move on like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's great.
I do, too. And also, it helps out the idea that there doesn't always have to be a super team.
Right.
He broke that up. He said, you know, he went somewhere else, so it's not this, you know, so the league won't become just super team, super team, super team.
Right.
You know, where you have three or four superstars. You know, have one and then have really good pieces.
The Knicks are relieved?
I would say so. Well, they signed Anthony. I don't know how relieved they actually are. And, you know.
But his wife didn't want to leave.
No. No, she didn't want to.
So if you want to stay married, well, you can be happy or you can be right.
That's true. That is a good point. So that happens. So the basketball will be interesting to see. And even though it started at the beginning of the month, but the World Cup is over. Germany beat Argentina, and away they go.
Yeah, and crime is back up in the slums, as I was Brazil, reading today. Yeah.
Brazil's a difficult place. And so we'll see them in another. See, we'll see them in another 4 years. But I will be honest, because there's a the Major League Soccer is here in America, and they have a team, the Red Bulls in New Jersey.
Oh, that's very popular.
I'll have to look up ticket prices, but I'm kind of interested to go into a game.
Yeah,
a soccer game.
For a little bit less, you can go to Kearney to the soccer stadium there and watch teams play.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. The Red Bull Arena you talk about?
Well, I don't know if that's what it is.
It's in Harrison, but
oh, Harrison.
Well, technically, it's right next to Kearney. Yeah. So yeah, but that's the one I'd be interested in going to. So just to see. So
yeah, well, it's on the rise and it's going to go far now.
Absolutely, probably either if not next World Cup.
You saw the final?
Yeah, I did.
1-0.
1-0. It was very exciting.
And the guy was only in the game for like 45 seconds or something. Late 113th minute or something.
Oh yeah, he came in and he boom,
scored. Right,
scored. He did it. Good for Germany. Germany,
they were relentless.
They were. What, Germans relentless? I've never heard that before.
Well, they like to win early and often.
They were blitzkrieging their way? No. So, yeah. So, we'll see them, you know, we'll see them in another 4 years in Russia, if Russia still exists. Or.
Oh, yeah, it'll be much bigger by then.
We'll see. And then, so now, at the same time, it's the middle of summer, so now we're going to start up with some training camp, NFL training camp stuff.
Yeah. Right, sure.
So that's going to be exciting, right?
Oh, absolutely. And who's doing the Hard Knocks? Ravens?
I think the Ravens are, which will be interesting because the whole thing with Ray Rice happened over in the offseason where he was caught on camera in an Atlantic City casino. I forget if... I saw the video. He's accused of hitting his wife. And in the security cam footage, you see him... basically dragging her lifeless body off of the elevator. And you see, like, a security guard come up, and you can't hear, but you just know he's asking, what happened? Oh, she fell down. I'm going to go get... No, she's okay. No. So I'm interested to see if that's going to play a role. You know, I don't think that's going to be really a distraction for the Ravens this year, but in the Hard Knocks aspect
of
it...
Well, he had a lot of carries for no or negative yards last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in that toothpaste tube and running backs, sometimes it runs dry.
That's right. Once you're used up, you're done.
Well, he was thinking about some big backs coming out of the Ravens.
Lewis, Priest Holmes.
Jamal
Lewis. Yeah, he was a big boy.
Yeah, with 2,000 yards 1 year, and then it damn near killed him.
Yeah, Priest Holmes, although Priest Holmes had a second life in Kansas City.
Yeah, and then he got a little too cute, thought he was something he wasn't.
Right.
But the league has humbled bigger men.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's going to be exciting to come up soon. And
sure.
Just see, you know, just whenever you're hearing about the NFL happening right now, it's... You know,
it's a big draw.
Well, of course, it's the Golden Shield.
And they want to see the draft picks.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear they're moving the draft?
Yeah, I did.
To different cities? I don't like that.
Really?
No, I don't like that because there's something special about having it at Radio City Music Hall.
But they used having to, it a few days now and this and that.
Well, I understand having it in prime time, especially when I want to see Manziel. I'm going to see if he falls or if he gets picked first or anything like
that. He did keep me watching.
Sure, absolutely. Because you never know, because were the Cowboys going to take him? You know they wanted to take him. You know they wanted to, but they didn't.
Well, you know, here's the question at this point. Of course, his size. He looks like, you know, he can be damaged, but might not be big enough. The other question is this Tim Tebow?
No. No. I don't think so. I know. I honestly don't believe so.
Okay, because, I mean, I see, you know, these guys doing ad lib stuff fine, but, you know, street basketball is not the NBA.
No, it's not. Absolutely not.
You know, trick shots, I mean, otherwise the Globetrotters could play in the NBA. Which reminds me, I heard somebody died recently who had played on the Generals, the mm-hmm. Washington Generals, and lost 15,000 games.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was a big deal when they actually did win a game.
Of course.
One. I think the record is one
and 15,000. Yeah, and so people still go to see it.
Sure.
Go figure.
There's some tickets I'd like to find. Go see the Globetrotters.
Right. Well, in the training camp, the heavy bag's popular, too.
That's a good point.
People want to see somebody work on that for a while.
Yeah, the big boys. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, so it'd be interesting to see, because the thing about Cleveland is, with the Browns, they don't have any wide receivers. Charles
they've
got in
struggled.
Trouble.
I remember Leroy Kelly. I'm trying to think when they were good, you know.
The 80s, Cardiac Kids, even before that.
It's been a struggle, like, forever, and then the team left.
Yeah.
You know, now this set of Browns that are not quite so brown, or
I don't know. It's been tough for them to get back on their feet. But again, I think that's more Cleveland than the actual running of the franchise. They made the playoffs. Yeah. They've made the playoffs before in this incarnation. So,
well, it's kind of like, have the Jets left the culture of losing? They're on the cusp of it, right?
They're on the cusp.
So, you know, how long has this been going on? It's like the personality of teams. Sometimes they don't change.
True. They stick with you, positive or negative.
Yeah, like the Lions. Like, I'm trying to think.
Oh, hapless.
I mean, I've seen them win on Thanksgiving Day, but...
That's about it.
It was fun to watch them last year in Philadelphia in a snowball.
Oh, that was great.
Well, a dome team comes into Philly into a blizzard.
And they...
mismatch.
Yeah, and they... Well, yeah.
But yeah, these guys, you know, wanted to warm up the team bus. Get back inside.
It's true. No, but that's a good point, because you look at some franchises and you're like, how do they do it right all the time? The Steelers and, you know, all these other franchises were like, well, they can do no wrong. Even in baseball.
Even in baseball, true.
The Cardinals. I mean.
Tremendous my entire life.
I know.
I can't remember when they weren't.
I know.
Good.
How many times you look and go, really? This is again?
Again.
It never happens to them. A bird never comes and poops on them. Meanwhile, you know, my car is full of
struggle.
It. My other team's car is full of it. You know,
it's true.
So yeah, but you do look at some of the teams and
you have to discount that.
Yeah, you do. Which is hard, because when you look at, because there's so much parity in the NFL, and every year it's a different team that didn't make the playoffs make the playoff the next year. So who's that in between, or is an in between team, or is it one with a culture of losing? You know, the Jets didn't make the playoffs last year. Could they make the playoffs this year? How about the Arizona Cardinals? Yeah, they've been to a Super Bowl, but that's their only positive season. You know, can they make the playoffs? And
they got some, you know, tough competition right next to them.
Oh,
it's hard to be a world power until you're a regional power.
That's a very good point. And that's a tough region to be in the NFC West.
I mean, there have been some wild cards that have won the Super Bowl.
A lot, yeah. No, yeah, a good amount. Actually, it seems like more in modern times than I think.
Oh, of course. Well,
yeah, in the former
modern
times.
Idea. TV.
Yeah.
Give people more hope.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, so I'm interested in this season, the NFL season. I'm interested in every NFL season, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's high drama.
Yeah.
And what happens really doesn't always happen late.
That's true. Oh, let me ask you a question. Because now the Niners opened up Levi's Stadium.
Yeah.
And do you think that playing in a new stadium, especially when they're coming from Candlestick, which has been the home right. of so many of their successes and right. a little bit of their ace in the ace in the hole. Do you think that that could affect the team? Because this is a team that has struggled. You know, they've made it really close the last three seasons.
Yeah.
You know, the past three NFC championship games with one Super Bowl appearance. Do you think a new stadium could affect a franchise?
Well, I'm thinking more...
negatively,
I'm thinking contrarian, that they've been three... You know, it's hard to keep the wheel at the top of the wheel.
True.
As the league turns.
Yes.
So you get some opportunities, and if you don't cash the ticket...
No, if you don't cash those chips in... There's my son again. Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
So I'm thinking that, you know, maybe they'll slip.
I think it's likely. You know, when you're trying to figure out who's going to make the playoffs and who you're going to pick as the possible playoff teams.
And also the team reflects the personality of the head coach, and he's fiery.
Intense.
He's intense. Sometimes he overreacts.
True.
And then the players take that as license that they can do that too.
True, absolutely.
And they get damaged on the field. So I'd like to see a little more finesse out of that team because they're really slobber knocker types.
Yeah, you would think they'd be, but I don't know. That's gonna be tough to ask for them.
Sometimes you got to put sprinkles on stuff.
True. Good point. That is very true.
So it remains to be seen. But we've seen them get to the pinnacle and not be able to finish them off.
The first time ever.
Yeah.
49ers not winning the Super Bowl 2 years ago. First time ever. Yeah. He was also that was the first, Kaepernick was the first 49er quarterback to ever throw an interception in a Super Bowl.
I mean, it's amazing how they switched horses in the middle of the stream.
For Alex Smith for Kaepernick, yeah.
So that doesn't always work out well. So you got to give them some
Brady for Bledsoe.
Yeah, so maybe now you think,
it happens.
They're always interesting.
No, it happens, but it doesn't often happen. And to see it happen, it's special like that.
Well, their style they fight a lot of wars.
That is true. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. That can wear you down too.
That's what it's all about. Football is war. It's civilized war.
Well, it is about gaining territory.
Gaining territory, attacking. Think about some of the phrases. The bomb.
The bomb, yeah.
You know? Push back the line, all that sort of stuff. All the terminology gets used for that.
Sure. Infiltrate left.
Infiltrate, there you go. All that stuff, yeah. So I love that stuff. So that's going to be exciting. And I'm trying to think of stuff that's coming up soon. The trade deadline's going to come up soon. I'm always excited for the Major League Baseball trade deadline. See who goes where. See who actually performs. And all that stuff. I want to see if the A's can actually do it this year. Not only make the playoffs, but make it to the World Series.
That would be huge.
That would be great. And they actually did.
Well, who's a better league?
Well, if you base it off the All-Star game, the American League. But...
Mike Trout's the biggest star. Will be as big as Madeline Mays.
He has a possibility to do that.
He's huge, right?
Yeah, but the only thing is he needs.
He grew up in Philadelphia's backyard. How do you escape that?
Pretty much South Jersey. Travel baseball, I guess. Or no, the other thing, he wasn't known. That's how he got.
He wasn't known.
No, I'm serious. Like they he was like a non-commodity because he didn't do a lot of the. Yeah. Big time baseball like stuff. Like I think he was a traveling baseball player, but not to the effect of somebody like Jason Hayward. Jason Hayward for the Braves was a big example. Like he was on a traveling baseball team since he was like 8.
Right.
Like really young. So he was known around everywhere. I think Trout did it like only a little bit and then was like, I'm just sticking to my local high school.
He's a great face for the future of baseball.
I think so, Trout. Absolutely.
Good citizen.
Oh, absolutely. And he's not only good in at the plate, but he's great in the field. The only thing is, if he wants to cement his status, he needs to make the playoffs. And that's not just him. There are 24 other men around him, specifically in the bullpen and in the pitching staff that needs to pick up their end of the bargain to try and do it.
I mean, how old is he? He's not that old.
No, not even 25. Three? I don't think. Something like that, yeah. Well, he's still young. No, he's got plenty of time, but...
It's hard to believe he's even in the majors.
I know, it's hard to believe, so... So, that's going to be exciting. I'd like to see the A's if the Mets don't... Because the Mets aren't... The Mets aren't likely to make the playoffs. I'd love to say they would. Technically, they have a chance, but so do the Yankees, and I don't think the Yankees are going to make it either.
Well, I mean, the book, the movie, the, you know, based on the Oakland A's, the Mets... general manager from the A's, I mean.
Yeah.
The A's from the 70s, a lot of reasons, the A's.
Absolutely. So, that's what we'll see. So, thanks very much for joining me. Thank you, Connor, as well. I appreciate that. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us on iTunes. Just search Everyman Sports in the iTunes store. You can visit our website at everymansports.podbean.com, or you can email me with any questions, comments, concerns, or anything else at everymansports@gmail.com. That's one word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Take care and goodbye.